This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A jury in Clear Creek County is now deliberating in the case against the former deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. In closing arguments this morning, the defense for Andrew Buen leaned heavily on Glass's intoxication and the fact that he was armed with a geology knife. Deputy DA Stephen Potts says no one in Clear Creek County should get shot over a DUI. The jury is considering second-degree murder, official misconduct, and reckless endangerment charges against Buen. Hospitals cut off by a bridge closure on U.S. Highway 50 are still getting the supplies they need. Still, Gunnison Valley Health spokesperson Joelle Ashley says the closure has delayed deliveries and patient transfers.
We have a lot of critical supplies that were coming to us from the West. So we've spent a lot of time working with vendors to make sure we're still getting chemotherapy drugs and clean linens and oxygen and those kinds of things that are critical to the operations of the hospital.
There's still no timeline for when the bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir will reopen. Police in Colorado Springs may soon use a new radar and camera system to catch speeding drivers, CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The city council gave initial approval to the program this week. The police department plans to outfit two cars with the equipment, which can track multiple vehicles at the same time. Photos would be snapped of the license plates of speeders, and they'd get a ticket in the mail. By state law, the infractions would not be added to the driver's record. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver this year's commencement speech at the United States Air Force Academy. Last year, President Biden delivered the address. The ceremony takes place at the end of May. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. More news from across the state at cprandkrcc.org.